Dow Erickson, Aaron Feely, and Cameron Erickson, because you can't have too many Ericksons in any given room. Cameron, thanks for finding us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. There we go. Cameron, thank you so much for coming in. And let's just be honest, you've been on a tear. Not that you haven't had a good season, but the last few games, it's kind of been, oh, I'm going to go out and score 20 points today. Tell us about your mindset, because you missed virtually all of last year with a pretty serious injury. And let's start there, and maybe how that's maybe been a motivation for this year.
Yeah, missing last year was really hard, just like sitting out and watching the whole time. But it also helped me want to play more. And so just after that last year, I just really want to play. And so I just go and try and do all I can during the game.
In terms of what you did in your practice and your workouts and things like that, how did it change maybe with what you were doing before the injury as opposed to after?
Well, so once I got my leg back like to 100% and I was feeling myself, I just worked on a lot of like in-game shots that I would take, or like outside shots, free throws, finishing around the rim, just things like that. I would always try and shoot as much as I can.
And speaking kind of on that, is there any part of it as an athlete that sits in your mind at all when you're coming off of a major injury that cost you a season? Or is it kind of just like, you know what, once I was healthy again, good to go. It's not even in there.
Every now and then I'll definitely think of it, or like have, it's a lot mental coming back. But now that I'm playing again, I just go and play and don't really think about it that much.
This season, the Lady Braves they've been a little more offensive oriented than last year. And of course, part of that was your absence. But the last few games in particular, you've got a really strong backcourt with thieves, as I call them, Kenley Englehart, Maddie Hale, Sheridan Coles. They've been getting the ball or stealing the ball a lot and creating a lot of pressure in the backcourt. But down on the low block, they've basically been doing their best to get it to you, where you have basically just taken over in the paint. Kind of tell us your mentality there and some of the conversations you've had with your coaches when it comes to that, because I got to believe it's kind of nice when you know you can score and it's like, okay, go score and do what you do.
Yeah, I really appreciate, like, with Kenley and all the guards, they put so much pressure on, and that creates a lot of steals, which once we have our defense going, that really creates everything for us offensively. And so I appreciate they just get me the ball when I'm posting up, and that they allow me to score and do all the things that I can do.
But there's a lot of contact down there. Does that ever frustrate you, or do you just kind of, is that something you have to kind of play through?
Sometimes it can get frustrating if a lot of fouls aren't getting called, but you try not to focus on that so that you can not let it get in your head and make you miss more shots than you would anyway with all that contact.
And obviously we're getting to that point of the year where regionals are right around the corner, and then that goes well. You got state right after that. Is it ever difficult to, when you're getting down these last few stretches of games, to not kind of look forward, especially when you're on such a hot streak like you are? You're like, I want to get into some playoff games, or is that not really something that happens for you?
We definitely look ahead and get excited for that, but we try to stay focused on the games that we have, like this weekend and next weekend. So you just have to try and stay one day at a time.
This weekend is kind of an interesting set of matchups, because you got the Jackson Lady Bronx, which, let's be honest, you would like it to be a little bit better rivalry than it is. It's very one-sided right now, as they're kind of rebuilding. Of course, you can't overlook them or do anything like that. But then you have a game in Evanston where they always seem to kind of bring a fun atmosphere there, can be intimidating. What are some of your feelings on this weekend with those two matchups?
Well, it's good to play at home, so the Jackson game will be fun. We have our home crowd. And then when we go to Evanston, that's always a super tough gym to play in, so we just have to stay focused and not let the crowd distract us or other things.
So that kind of reminds me of when we've asked other athletes in the past, we ask them at the end of the interview, you know, some favorite moments, and a lot of them will tell us stuff from, like, bus rides. So I got to ask, you just kind of mentioned that you really love playing at home. Do you have a preference? Do you like playing in front of the home crowd more, or do you kind of like the get on a bus, go on a road trip, and then play through the other team's home crowd? Any sort of
Well, playing at home is definitely fun, and I just love our gym. And so playing there, you have your own locker room, things you're used to. And then, but I don't know, it's hard to decide. I probably would pick home, but trips are always fun to spend time with the team and stuff.
So one element of your game that I feel like has developed this year, obviously you've gotten very aggressive and confident down low, but you have been swishing the three when you've been shooting the three lately. I mean, we're talking net here. How much has that been part of your practices in this offseason, and are we going to continue to see more and more of that as the season goes on?
Yeah, I definitely have shot a lot of threes to try and make sure that when I'm taking those shots that it's a good percentage, but I definitely don't rely on the three, so if I'm open, I'll shoot it, but I'm not going to rely heavily on it.
And you kind of talked about earlier about all the practice you put in once you were healthy again to your in-game shots. For someone that's usually going down low trying to put in the short ones, you're obviously going to deal with a lot of fouls as well. What percentage would you say of your practice time do you spend also hitting some free throws?
I try to focus on those a lot, but I have been struggling with my free throws recently. But yeah, I try to shoot a lot after practice, and Coach Erickson has us every other week. We shoot 100 free throws out of practice and keep track so that we can all see how we're improving throughout the season.
Now, you obviously come from a very sports-heavy family. Your brothers played ball. Your dad, of course, we called him Fridge growing up. And so we've kind of started calling you the Mini Fridge, which I like a lot. Do you like that nickname or not so much?
I don't know how I feel about it. It's okay, but I think they started calling me that during volleyball.
I thought, wow, that's a good one. I like that. what are some of the team goals that you guys have? Obviously, you got these games this weekend. A big one with Green River next weekend, which will probably decide the top seed in the Southwest District. But what are some of the conversations and goals that you guys have for the rest of the year?
So we've been looking ahead to definitely the Green River game. We got to get these ones this weekend, but then the Green River game, we absolutely need to get that win so that we can potentially go as the number one seed on our side. And that would help us a lot with like our regional games, because the goal is obviously to make it to state. And so if we can finish the Green River game, then that'll put us in a better spot for the regionals.
And kind of speaking on, you know, this year you're gunning for that top seed. Kind of take us through, what was it like, this big, massive turnaround that the team had? What would you kind of attribute some of the things from last year? I believe you went into regionals. What seed were they? They were...
I think third, maybe, on our side. I'm not
okay.
sure, though. But.
And then coming back this year and vying for being one of the top teams in the region, kind of take us through what you kind of attribute that to.
I think just everyone, we all like love to play so much, and we all work together, and everyone just wants to win so bad. Like, so it's a team effort, and we all just know that we can do it. So we just got to do it together.
One cool element, of course, of what's coming up is the regional tournament. You get to be at home, which doesn't always happen. I mean, you can play your whole career and not ever have a regional tournament at home. What are you guys looking forward to the most on that weekend, as far as, you know, obviously it's nice to be in your own bed and that kind of thing, but Star Valley's kind of known for having to travel. Of course, everybody travels some, but I just to get to be at home, do you feel like what kind of advantage do you feel like that could possibly be?
Like you said, like, we get to sleep in our own beds, we're in our own element, like the locker room, like I said, like everything before the game is the same, and we don't have a lot of changes, and like home crowd advantage, things like that. That'll be really nice. Like, we'll have our band, so those things can all just help us play better.
And to any fans that are out there listening right now, what are some of the team's expectations of the fans to come on out and help this team?
Well, we really appreciate a big crowd, so if you can make it, it's just really nice, and we're super thankful when we have people come and support us.
And if you think you can't make it, then get out there anyway. Right?
Yeah.
Cameron Erickson, Lady Braves basketball. Cameron, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
Nope, I think you got it all.
Wow, we got it all. we appreciate you coming in and checking in with us today, and we wish you the best of luck tonight against the Bronx, Lady Bronx, and then tomorrow on the road against Evanston. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Cameron Erickson, Lady Braves basketball, here on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.